Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello, ho, 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 ho. I'm Adam Will Ward from What Culture, joined by the Dudley Boys of What Culture, Michael Hambrett and Michael Sidgwick, for a very special Christmas special, now annually known as Secret Banter. It's like Secret Santa. A little bit of banter added to it. So, Hambrett, Merry Christmas. How are you spending Christmas Day in the Hambler household?
Merry Christmas, Wilborn. As usual, or as has become the painful norm, I'm recording this on Christmas Day in my toilet, hiding with a pack of biscuits and some chocolates, getting 5 minutes of goddamn peace, as I imagine several people will be listening to this podcast. As pretty much where I've been for the past week, my kids went out and went to school and got the old Rona, didn't they? So we've been isolating for the bulk of the Christmas. Most Christmas plans went up the wall. There are worse times of year, I suppose, to be locked in with your family than the time of year that you'd already mentally prepared to be locked in with your family. So it's neither better or worse than any other Christmas. But as usual, one of my favourite bits of Christmas Day at this point, very much a tradition, is getting to see your lovely faces. How's your Christmas Day going?
Well, Michael Sidgwick, we are coincidentally spending this Christmas Day together.
Yeah.
But when you head back to the Sidgwick household, what's going on?
Well, what's funny is that the world ended 2 days ago. So miraculously, the office stayed intact. But when I leave the office, I'm just going to cling to a bit of completely exploded space rock and try and find my family before my head actually explodes.
I'm asking this to both of you. Is Christmas more magical or just more stressful with children?
More magical, 1,000,000%. Like, it's a cliche, but you love to see their faces. You just love to see the little blighters' faces.
When they turn around and say, "Daddy, I can't make this thing work."
Well, yeah. But then the daughter is incredibly strong-willed. She doesn't want any help in doing anything. She'll honestly, she'll rather break her neck by climbing into the bath. I could do it all by myself. It's like, well, you can't. You really can't. That was bad earlier today.
Can you phrase that question the exact same way you did the Sidgwick, please, Wilbon, if you can remember it?
Is the Christmas experience more stressful or more magical with children?
Allow me to be a meme. Why not both? it's lovely in patches, as it says. It really is magical. I'm not somebody that has much of a care for Christmas anyway, so the kids ingest that in me a little bit. There are toys that they have torn open today that they will never play with ever again in their goddamn lives. But today, it is more important and imperative that they play with them right now, right this second, even though there's 50 other toys around. And such is the magic of this wheel with which we run on, going for 12 more months to save up to do it all over again, lest we spend anything on ourselves. But they're so happy when they're open. Oh, you've got to see their faces. You've got to see the faces when you're taking the stage pictures, so the family members that bought that exact gift get the picture by 10 a.m. Otherwise, you get a little bit of a passive-aggressive mark saying, "Did they like the presents?" just who's enjoying the fucking moment. Merry Christmas to you too.
I didn't even think about that. Yeah, documenting the day for other people is presumably more stressful than arguably anything else.
That's Francis's job.
uh, The benefits of you,
Cedric.
And I...
Sorry, Wilbon. Sorry, Cedric. Do you go for the bin bag straight away? For that, I've got the bag. I've got the bag. Like it's a, job. When we know it's not a job.
It's my job. I just want to clutter. Don't like clutter me.
I realise we will get to the video clips that we want to talk about in a minute. I'm fascinated by your two's Christmas. Who's the Christmas chef in each of your houses? Or is it a sort of team effort?
The mother-in-law.
Is it?
Yeah.
What are you having? Bit of turkey?
Bit of turkey later.
Pamphlet?
My wife, and I think we're having chicken and beef because nobody likes turkey. So
yeah, we don't eat turkey at Christmas.
We just got to cook it correctly.
Yeah. Well, we're not my mum, so maybe we'll have turkey this year. Just, we are, in fact, at my mother-in-law's this Christmas, all being well. By that, I mean by the time we finish this podcast, of course, which means...
You don't want to tempt fate in retrospect.
Of course. And
imagine the payoff to Wilbon's soothsayer gimmick is Christmas Day. The world's ended. I think you'll find that somebody called the finish to the match on AEW Dynamite last week and the end of the world. So thank you very much. 1-0. 1-0 Wilbon again.
We were talking, must have been about a week and 2 days ago about this.
9 days from tonight.
yeah, indeed. Talking about this recently, because we hosted a couple of years ago. Obviously, last year was what it was. And this year, which is going to theirs, and I've said, I'm very much looking forward to doing absolutely bugger all. I am a guest. I will maybe buy some takeaway or something that we'll have in the weird Christmas period. But for the most part, this year, I'm drinking your booze, I'm eating your food. And very nearly got our invitation rescinded the other day when I told my mother-in-law, I'm not lifting a finger decorating someone else's house with Christmas stuff, because they're apparently working till Christmas. Well, they're the Muslims. So, not my fault.
No, not yours.
Right. Before we get to the central thing of secret banter, I should read out a couple of things, because as we are spending this moment together, you and I, Michael Sidgwick, we are being very well fed. We're eating the breakfast of champions on Christmas Day, that being huge boxes of celebrations and bars of galaxy. We did get sent these a while back, but we saved these for Christmas Day.
Mm-hmm.
So I've got to shout out a couple of people here. I know other people have sent us food, but that's been eaten so quickly that we've lost the Amazon tags that came with them, basically. But shout out to Sarah, a.k.a. Strange Pixie on Twitter, who says, hey, What Culture Wrestling humans, hope you and all your families have a fab Christmas and New Year. Be safe. From Sarah. Same to you, Sarah. And thank you for the outrageous box of celebrations that, the box was addressed to me and the Dadley Boys, but a lot of people in the What Culture Office have been sniffing around this. We've had to defend it with our lives. Thankfully, though, that isn't the only box of huge 2 kilograms worth of celebrations that we've received in recent weeks. Shout out to Kiran Sharma, who not only sent us the big box of celebrations chocolate, we also got a crazy 20-bar pack of Galaxy chocolate bars.
Incredible.
Who says, I want to say a huge thank you. I work late on Fridays, and between the Rampage rap, who'd have thought that had got over in 2021?
Not me.
And the award-winning bloody good quiz, you make my job a lot more enjoyable. Happy Christmas to everyone. And for the chocolate bars, says, also sending these to Sidgwick and Hamlet to share with others too, as it's getting too cold to go outside. And
Dutch grass.
So thank you to Kiran Sharma for that, and to Sarah, aka Strange Pixie on Twitter. It's very generous. We didn't ask for it. We did, but we didn't explicitly ask for it. So yes. I suppose we can get away with it. Anyway, shall we get on with secret banter?
Absolutely. Just to tell people what it is.
Yes. If you're unaware, by the way, if this is the first What Culture Wrestling podcast you've listened to, welcome. You've got quite a lot to catch up on. What Culture Wrestling, wherever you get your podcast from, daily wrestling podcast, Raw, SmackDown, NXT 2.0, AEW, interviews, roundtable discussions, and wrestling culture with the hashtag Bloody Good Quiz on Fridays, of course. But yes, the central theme of Secret Banter is something we do every week, in fact, as part of our review of Moneynaro, which is the 5-star review. Moneynaro is 3 hours. It's guaranteed to be at least one dreadful segment on there that we just can't bring ourselves to review. So instead, we review something short, crap, and wrestling related that you have volunteered to us by subscribing to us on iTunes and leaving us a 5-star review on there. Well, on Christmas Day, we all bring in things that are short, crap, and wrestling related and go through them. Michael Sidgwick, what have you brought for Secret Banter this year?
Well, some people on Twitter call me a dickhead, right?
Okay.
And I'm starting to think, having what I've just done, starting to agree with them. The reason being is that, Hamflat, I got you nothing. Okay. Wilborn, I got you 2 presents.
Hey!
One of which is not, it's short and it's wrestling, but it's not crap.
Okay.
Who's your favorite NXT wrestler? Black and gold and 2.0 included.
Oh.
Now, it's fair to say you're not completely up on your pro wrestling gorilla deep cuts.
Indeed.
As Trevor Lee, Cameron Grimes was top banter, right, in PWG.
So I've heard.
So I've gone to the trouble of transcribing one of his short promos.
Fantastic.
With it being short, with it being a PWG deep cut, there wasn't a big YouTube comment section.
Okay.
So one of our favorite things to do here at What Culture Wrestling is take the piss out of perverted blokes who are fascinated on YouTube comment sections. So your second present is that underneath a Tori Wilson segment.
Ooh. That's a very good present.
Okay. So here they are.
I love that you brought notes to this. It's my favorite thing of the year.
Okay. So,
am I going to need the bleep machine for this?
You are. This is a promo that Trevor Lee, Cameron Grimes, to people who don't like PWG, cut at the expense of Brody King, recent AEW signing, ahead of their match at the 2018 Battle of Los Angeles, which is called Bola.
Bola.
Bola, Bola, Bola.
Let's see if this promo bolas me over.
Shut up. Right, so I'm going to have to do an accent to make it funny. But
of course.
It's the comments are the funny thing.
Okay.
So his shtick was, he was so good in the mic that he would just, the gimmick was, he would talk to his opponents for like 2 minutes and then get battered immediately when he took it too far. It was a great bit. First of all, this is some bullshit. I'm coming off the hardest match of my career last night. This isn't fair. This isn't fair at all. But you know what? Trevor Lee is a conqueror. Trevor Lee, he's not scared. I mean, hell, I've been in more bowlers than he's had matches. I mean, what the hell? You think this is a good Charlotte concert? What are you doing? You may think you're hardcore, but everyone here knows that I'm goddamn hardcore. I mean, just look at you. You got all these stupid tattoos. You probably don't even believe in God. But that's all right, because in PWG, I am God. And after this, you'll believe in me. The only reason these people like you is because you're the only one, I guess, is from California that actually gets booked on these shows. From Van Nuys? What the f***? That sounds stupid as shit. I mean, come on, just look at you, you're so f***ing stupid. And then at this point,
yeah,
Brody King just bars him in the face. Brilliant, just this incredibly obnoxious hick being told by Super Dragon the Booker, right? The obnoxious, inbred-y sounding hick he can possibly be to someone, and then that someone, every time is going to just punch you in the face throughout the match. Absolutely spellbinding banter now, however. There was like 4 comments and they're all just reciting the favorite lines on the promo. So I'm thinking, well, we need comments. That's what makes the 5-star reviews and indeed Secret Banter. Therefore, I went to a very familiar well. Bit of a inside baseball here.
Okay.
On a slowish day, Hamflat and I maybe have been known to just type in something like Sable Jacqueline bikini contest on YouTube for express purpose. of finding the funny pervert. Right?
Yeah, if it's on if it's on your YouTube history and the missus finds out about you, just ring the comments.
Just read the comments. Yeah. Legitimately true. Anyway, so I type in, right, Tori Wilson, Sable, SmackDown 2003.
Good.
Certain colleague was in his sexual prime during this period of his life.
Good choice.
So anyway, here are the comments from WWE SmackDown 2003 Sable Bikini Contest full segment HD.
I think it was impossible. It's like 320p or something.
So the Man Dragon writes,
the Man Dragon. Oh, the names I like is half as much as the comments.
God, this is hella not allowed today. Too bad.
Woke culture strikes again.
It gets worse. Retro dealer number 64. I don't know if he's typed out a question without much grammar or if he's done a misprint here, but I'll just read it.
Or he's just using one hand to type.
Yes, indeed. So I'll just read it as he said it. Read it as he said it. Sable always had a little granny voice. Eddie Smith calls it like he sees it.
Uh-huh.
7 months ago.
Yeah.
Puppies, just puppies. now we're going to, right, we are going to elevate the tone.
Yeah.
We're going to elevate the tone, right? And who better to do that than Olympic wrestler? Because we know all about Olympic wrestlers.
Mm-hmm.
And they are like kind of square-jawed, wholesome, milk-drinking guys, you know, like real athletes who are a bit nerdy. They don't really have any lives. So you're not going to expect any filth.
No.
From Olympic wrestling.
Just a quick point as well. These do not reflect the views of myself, Dudley Boys, or anyone at What Culture Wrestling. Right,
we're coming just
now.
Like, you know, we like the perverts, but Olympic wrestler.
Nah, yeah.
Two months ago. Come on.
Two months ago.
He's going to get our minds out of the gutter.
Mm-hmm.
Brock was in the back blasting a few loads to this prior to the match. Blasting loads. I love that. I was crying at my desk. I was absolutely blasting a few loads.
We found Giles Corran's burner, haven't we? Going like a shower head in a bath back there.
Back, you know, not 9 days ago when we were making our notes for this. I can't imagine what people who do proper jobs here at What Culture must think. Me and Sidge and handful of Saran giggling at our desk going, yeah, that's getting included. Blasting loads in the back.
Blasting load. I love the idea of how, like, just the propulsion of his cum shots is just it's quite a little picture. So shame on you, Olympic wrestler. Brock, of course, wasn't the only person who was blasting loads.
No.
Because Clinton Anderson, 1 year ago, writes, I used to beat my bishop all the time to this lady. There's more so in there. I used to beat my bishop all the time to these ladies. My Johnson never got a chance to rest, though.
I love that this guy has logged into YouTube to tell the world he's wanking and then thinks he needs euphemisms.
So Ancient Knowledge writes in response, you're a fool, Walt. And Clinton.
I love Twitter, these exchanges on YouTube or Twitter.
So Clinton responds to Angel Knowledge and says, lol, if only I could turn my humour into getting one of these fine pieces of ace. finally, Sasha Banks Social Club, 1 year ago.
Is it official, this? Or...
I hope not. Damn, I destroyed a few socks from this clip. So here,
I've never got the sock thing. Never got it.
So Brock's blasting loads, right?
Clinton's there.
Clinton's there with even more propulsive streams of cum that are able to burst through the sock. Or, as what actually has happened, whether propulsive or not, these loads are so... like there's so many
or acidic I was looking
that
at.
They've eventually crusted over and there's he's trying to put them on and they're just broken.
He's just snapped them over his knee instead.
He couldn't fix his old socks because it wasn't even his Dan.
Oh God, what a start.
Oh Jesus.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Handful of follow that, mate. What have you got for us?
I mean, I feel like Matt side Alan Wardlow 10 days ago because I have absolutely no chance of following this dead crowd, but I'll do my best because I've relied in times of trouble like this on Dusty Rhodes.
Okay.
Dusty Rhodes, like a safe pair of hands, knowing that I might have had to follow one of you two legends with a better pattern. I haven't got any of my own that's as good as Dusty. So I've gone to Dusty and I've gone to TNA because yeah, where else to go this time of year? Dusty Rhodes is in TNA. It's early days. The horrible, grotty, smoky. It was either the Asylum or the early pay-per-view buildings. They looked absolutely terrible. Think of Vince Russo calling everybody a piece of shit. And you've got the exact visual of what era of TNA this was. And he's just railing on poor old Brian Lawler, formerly Grandmaster Sexay, but legally can't be called that anymore. Brian Lawler for being rubbish, and it's gold. It's early TNA. Brian Lawler's there with David Flair. They are the sons of legends that couldn't get it done in their career, and they're pissed, and they're taken out on this new branch of the NWA. And Dusty somehow is building up to the most almighty of 2021 zingers, even though it's back in 2002. He's building up to him. He must have known that one day, like he himself would become part of a zeitgeist heist and nail this perfect futuristic zinger. He's going on about how Brian one day, maybe Brian Lawler could maybe one day be as good as his father. Maybe one day he could be the king. He talks about how Brian's got a great look, which at which point Brian Lawler takes off the baggy sort of grandma sexy shirt he's wearing, starts flexing. Dusty stops him and goes, whoa, don't get naked on me, kid.
Don't get naked on me.
But the point is, Brian is just incredibly pleased all of a sudden, not realizing that he's being patronized by the Dream. He's just buzzed to be getting this ringing endorsement from Dusty Rhodes, a wrestling legend. Now, I'm aware that podcasts are not a visual medium. So right now on Twitter, because this is live, I will upload the pictures that go along. I'm going to send you a visual aid of Brian Christopher, Brian Lawler, who steals this segment, quite honestly, with his facials. It's his selling of Dusty's praise that gets us over the deals. I'm going to send you an image right now that you can both see of how happy Brian Lawler is to be getting praised by the legend Dusty Rhodes to set you up for the fall.
Oh, bless him. Right. He looks chuffed.
It's so important that he buzzes off Dusty Rhodes, giving him praise. This legend thinking, he said I could be the king. This is so cool. Dusty then tells him, he says, look, you got charismatic coming out the wazoo. You're the most charismatic guy in the industry today. You're still a hot young guy. You've got all this charisma. Come on, show the world your charisma. At which point, Brian Lawler takes this as an instruction to pose down the hard camera, showing the world his proverbial charisma, with what I can only describe, and again, I promise this picture will make it to Twitter, with the most Brian Lawler face ever. Straight down the lens, right? He turns to his conversation with Justin.
if you can't see this for whatever reason, it's It's Wehe in an image, basically, isn't it?
It is. You would describe as you would describe him as chuffed two
little mint balls. Hey, Dusty, the dream says I'm going to be the champion.
Dusty should have said that in his promo. People go, huh? I think you've lost it. This picture, which again I will put online, but he's screaming down the lens with joy, widest eyes, he's licking his lips. And Dusty carries on. He says he's good. He's really good. You really could be the king. And the point is, over the course of this promo, Lawler has gone from being fuming with Dusty to being in love with him and thinking Dusty Rhodes is his biggest fan. Dusty, again, goes all the way back around. He says, you could be the king. At which point, as if it was in 1991 or something, Brian Lawler, overexcited, interrupts him and goes, give me five! Sticks his hand out for the high five. Dusty suddenly turns puce with rage and goes, I'll give you five, and slaps him square across the face. And while Brian Lawler is selling the shock, huge bop for the slap, by the way, absolutely huge bop. While Lawler is in shock and selling the slap, Dusty finishes, oh yeah, you could be the king, all right? King of these nuts. And seen. And it was, of course, that went at the back of my mind when, well, Wilborn brought the buttons into the podcast, ultimately.
Yeah.
And it sort of sat there, and I was waiting for the right opportunity. I regrettably didn't do mine and Sidgwick's usual quiet day trick and go looking in the poor V Diva comments. This was a rather respectful set of comments, as you can imagine, because Dusty's on fire. Brian Lawler is just being the really... like the best version of himself.
Yeah.
You know, David Flair's there. So there's generally just respect in the comments section. So I was only able to find a couple here. But I still think they're strong enough. So you've got James Roberts, who 8 months ago has replied, why haven't I seen this before? Amazing. Jonathan Turbide just has no time for any of this nonsense because it's TNA. Nobody cares about TNA. So that's how you shut down somebody's enthusiasm on the internet. Great one here. G-Man 7677 from 7 months ago says, is this where the famous words D's nuts came from? somebody earnestly, and I like it when YouTube people try, like, no, I'm pretty sure it's D's nuts from The Chronic by Dr. Dre in 1992. At which point BCDKP comes on and says, actually, I think you'll find we were saying this in the mid-80s. And I still don't know where it came from, but I catch my wife with it and she still gets pissed. There's a man somewhere out there that's been D's nuts in his wife for 30 years.
I mean, give a festive D's nuts to one of your family members today.
D's nuts in your wife for 30 years, that's a good run.
Hell of a run. You're the king.
Give it back.
That's what you normally do instead of D's nuts in your wife. last but not least, to Johnny Bush, he says... three distinct wrestling families represented here. All three have at least one individual who possesses godlike status in the game. One of them is in the ring at this time. The other two are straight bums. Guess who is who? Stroke face emoji. R.I.P. Brian.
Jesus
Christ. Oh, dear.
Right, well, akin to Michael Hamflett, I was thinking, I was checking Kid Icarus's spreadsheet for all of our latest. Needs a bit of updating. Do that over the holidays if you get a chance, Kid Icarus. Thanks, mate. Do our job for us. And I was thinking, oh, what haven't we done before? Let's not forget. I'm thinking back to the secret banters of yore. The lore, some might say, of secret banter. We had, it's not even my car, last year from British Bulldog, of course. We've had Natalya farting, Claire Lynch. And then I thought, there's been a solid through line with your picks usually though, Adam. So I've gone for TNA women. specifically Christmas themed. So I don't know if you were watching TNA this time. I've written backstory. I haven't got it, but if you can help us, that'll be much appreciated, Hamflett. The TNA Knockouts Santa's Workshop Street Fight. But this was like a Christmas special impact, wasn't it?
It's such a weird backstory. This, it was a Christmas, like pretty much every match was Christmas themed. I think this was the same night AJ Styles had to dress up as a reindeer, maybe.
Yes, yes, it's referenced later. This is the show for Silent Night, Bloody Night.
Of course, yeah.
With a barbed wire Christmas tree. If you haven't watched that, go and watch it. So especially if you can find the clip, I'm not so sure if it's still on YouTube, with Brian and Vinny's commentary on it as it happens. And AJ Styles and Kaz have got to do something about reindeer and the loser has to dress as a reindeer. My favorite comment is Don West saying, well, we've seen AJ Styles in these sort of situations before. WWE champion AJ Styles there. Multiple time world champion AJ Styles. Yeah, well, he's been in tough situations where he has to dress as reindeer before. But yeah, this was just was it like 2007-ish?
Yeah, 2007. The Knockouts division, you know, fairly well regarded. And I can't decide to this day if that speaks to the state of mainstream American women's wrestling, because some of it was pretty lousy and pretty exploitative. But this was particularly funny because there was a really hot angle going on in TNA at the time. Gail Kim and Awesome Kong, legit, like light years in front of WWE's Women's Revolution, all that sort of stuff. But the main thing was this was still mid-2000s pro wrestling. And somebody got to work and spoke to a Vince McMahon-like figure who basically like screamed at him, got your fucking Sarah outfit. Got your Sarah outfit. What about his angle working? Got your fucking Sarah hat on. Like that's just what they were required to do for 10 years or something.
So yeah, it's announced it is the, I believe, first ever Santa's Workshop street fight with the TNA Knockouts. 9 entrants in this. ODB's out first. If you haven't seen ODB, Googler. She comes out, she's wearing elf ears, she's holding her boobs, and she's carrying a wrapping paper covered flask. That's her character. Big boobs, loves the booze. That's it, basically. In amongst all this, I our tradition with not really listening to commentary. Don West says, my folks left a lot out of this when I was a kid. So Santa's Shrek. Shrek Santa, Spider-Man uses his web to get the gifts down the tree, and only Eric Young and Kurt Angle know about this. No idea what's going on here. And Mike Tenay says, well, anything's possible, Don, in the mind of Eric Young.
What?
No idea. Anyway, next entrant number two, is Roxy Laveau. She's the voodoo queen. She's in Voodoo Kin Mafia, VKN, with Billy, Mr. Arse Bloke and Road Dog, innit?
They couldn't think of a word beginning with V for their Vince gag, so they came with voodoo and then had to hire somebody afterwards who played a voodoo gimmick, because otherwise they're just like, what's so voodoo about the Outlaws? Other than the fact they're putting pins in their own legacy, what's so voodoo about them?
Well, thankfully, Roxy's got that covered, because she's bringing out a voodoo Frosty the Snowman doll with pins in him.
Did she use a kettle? It's a snowman.
Out comes Jacqueline. Your dad would be happy, Sid.
Yeah.
She's known
Jacqueline.
She's known as Miss Jackie Moore, the pride of Tennessee. I don't remember being called that for very long in TNA, if I'm perfectly honest. But she's got a Christmas cowboy hat on.
Yep. it's a good act.
Her and James Gunn was a good act.
out comes Christy Hemme. So business is picking up. Ms. Brooks joins. She comes down, kisses a fan on the way down to the ring, who clearly has never been kissed by a girl before. Reaction is, oh, thumbs up. Thumbs up, I got a kiss, thumbs up. Also, as Miss Brooks, it's quite a theme here for these entrances, or a specific angle, let's just say, the cameraman take when the likes of Christy Hemme and Miss Brooks enters. As Miss Brooks enters the ring, I've just written, cameraman tries to look up her tunnel. So, you know, that's quite an interesting angle that they've gone for. And also, I also love the fact that it's just, like you say, there is Gail Kim and Awesome Kong, who I'll get to in a minute, objectively good wrestlers who had a really entertaining feud. But all this is just Christmas bollocks with just, you know, women with Santa tops on, basically. But in the ring, there's a toy box with weapons, sort of, but also just sort of Christmas gifts in it. And Tanae, all of a sudden, gets on commentary. And in a really, like, like, oh, this is, you know, really serious now, goes, well, what objects will come into play courtesy of the wooden toy box? Awesome Kong's out. She isn't here to piss about. She doesn't do any fancy Christmas stuff. She just walks down to the ring. That's thankfully compensated by the fact that next out is Angelina Love and Velvet Sky, who provide something different when it comes to TNA. In the midst of all this, they tried to mention something about...
Different to TNA.
No, yeah. So they tried to talk about, oh, Samoa Joe just got our eyes to the Impact Zone, but I didn't pay any attention to that because the other two of them were wiggling their arse whilst they were getting in the ring. And the commentators...
Come on.
Commentators talk about drawing straws as the cameramen so they can be right up close to the ass, basically. And the final entrant...
Just a seedy little boys' club, isn't it? Just a seedy little boys' club.
And that's the...
That's
to send us to break, by the way. That's to send us to break. Come back, you might see more ass. Oh, and there might be some wrestling as well. We come back from the break and out comes the TNA Women's Champion, Gail Kim. She doesn't mess about either. Storms right down to the ring with her title and starts brawling with Kong. They brawl to the outside and Kong just spikes her on the ramp at one point. And the rest of the knockouts, who don't really know what they're doing, you know the cameras aren't really going to be on them because they're having this quite good brawl, Kim and Kong. And so they're just sort of swinging at each other. And it's that one, you know, like in a bit of the Rumble where no one really knows what's meant to be going on. They're just sort of killing 10 seconds as that time is coming down so they can all be ready for the next spot. So people are getting kicked and just no-selling it. People are getting chinned on the back of the head and going, what's this? Oh no, my head. Anyway, so in amongst all this, Kong and Kim sort of fight to the back. We lose them. Christy Hemme, she's sort of swinging a teddy bear around. And I love this. This is the clip that made me, I said this to you, Sitch, made me think, well, this is what I'm using. Roxy comes in and absolutely nails Christy Hemme in the chest. She kicks her and she goes flying out of the ring. And then some virgin in the crowd starts chanting, this is awesome, basically. well, we were warned about it earlier. ODB tips the toy box right on top of Angelina Love, jumps on top, wiggles her legs and slaps her boobs. And then she thes presses Roxy. But the beautiful people recover. They are the beautiful people, aren't they, these two? They're part of it, weren't they? Yeah. They team up and smash the toy box into ODB's arse to send her out of the ring, whilst Velvet Sky turns around to start slapping Miss Brooks on the bottom. And Don West says, little spank action going on, so.
Jesus Christ, man. Conflict. Remember in 2020 when we had all these arguments about AEW's women's division?
Yeah.
This is why female athletes didn't want to be involved in pro wrestling. And this is why they had to draw from a pretty shallow talent pool. Ready, for Christ's sake. So I'll just say, I want to bygones be bygones.
In terms of priorities, you can sort of tell it from the next thing. So Kong...
Yeah, I can tell from the name of the promotion.
So yeah, Kong is coming back from that. We don't know where Gail Kim is, but whatever's happened backstage then, Kong's taking her licks, but she's taken out Gail Kim and now she's here to just ruin everyone else's night. And she's doing this slow, ominous walk and this unblinking stare. She's a brilliant, terrifying presence. But whoever's in the production truck, don't know who could be, is like, right, enough of that. We need to get a shot of Love's arse. Put Love's arse on for like 3 seconds, then we'll cut back to Kong. Because people might get bored watching this incredibly ominous woman making her way to the ring. She gets in, she wrecks everyone. They all try and team up, doesn't do anything. Roxy, the voodoo person, thinks, I know I'll put this gigantic woman down. A voodoo dance. She does a voodoo dance towards her. Looks a bit like a crap belly dance, if I'm perfectly honest. And she gets a spinning back fist to the face for her troubles.
Good.
And it's also one of those ones where I do feel for Kong, because the amount of people she was working with outside of you, Gail Kim's, were really crap. And there's been numerous occasions where she, you know, drops someone where she's meant to catch them or whatever, doesn't care. Just back fist. Oh, well, guess you're going hard way. See you later. Christy Hemme is dragged across the ring holding a cuddly toy, then powerbombed on top of it, and Kong gets the 1-2-3. The match is over, but the segment isn't, because Gail Kim's back. She's brought a steel chair with her. Kong attacks her before she can use it. She puts her in position to powerbomb her, but Gail Kim hits a really great scorpion kick to escape, bounces off the ropes, come back, grabs the chair. Nice, safe chair shot to the sort of arm. Big old chair shot to the back. You know, we've all seen this before. And then a massive, unprotected chair shot right to the head. TNA, ladies and gentlemen. Kong immediately gets back up, no sells it, and they start brawling until they have to be separated by referees to end the segment.
Wow.
Merry Christmas, everyone. Stick around for the Silent Night, Bloody Night match. And then...
Were you, Wilbon, were you all at all inspired to watch this by sharing with The Office a lockdown favourite of ours the other day, Rob Terry, taking
a
chair.
We watched that the day.
Yeah, that making it... Like, the headshot is sort of eerily reminiscent, not least because it was in the same building, in the same ring as the one that Rob Terry took. Yeah.
And there was some fans have no doubt watched this and had wondered if they want some garlic sauce with that. right, let's go to the comment section. Once again, these do not reflect the views of myself, the Danny Boys, or What Culture Wrestling. Maxwell Peter starts us off. This is comment one, Michael Sidgwick. Right. I'm watching this 1 week away from Christmas. Guess you could say my one came early. So, you know.
Oh, God. Oh, my God. That's the first one.
Top comment.
Just to let you know, Wilbon did do an action.
Mark Birch, feeling the festive spirit, just writes ho ho hos. So, you know, that's nice.
Come on.
Santa's phrase, isn't it? That's what he's. No?
No, it isn't.
Joel.
Like perverts, yes. Misogyny. I want them to really like the women too much from a safe distance. Like, don't want to call them hoes.
Joel Feliciano writes, Roxy kicked Christy Hemme right back to the diva search. Honestly, this kick is brutal. I mentioned earlier about the beautiful people's entrance. They just go between the...
We've all seen it.
Yeah, they go, they go between the middle rope and the top rope and they wiggle their ass a bit. It's just, what are you doing writing this on the internet? Kenneth Connor... Oh, that is one lucky ring rope. I wish a girl would do that to me.
Shoot name as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kenneth Connor.
So
I'm pretty sure he's on NXT 2.0, isn't he?
Cursed panties, right? No.
My God.
In reference to the beautiful people's entrance, I love the weird admission, but also like the kind of brag. Normally I last 15 to 90 minutes.
90.
Normally I last 15 to 90 minutes, but I couldn't last 1 minute. So... Normally it's 15 minutes to an entire football match, but I just within 59 seconds.
Come on, we'll wait till the match kicks off.
Next up, this YouTuber just writes.
Just right.
3 months ago, this. It's just the dot, dot, dot here on my phone. I wish all these women sat on me.
Jesus Christ.
You can't just do that.
I think my favourite one, and the final comment, was written 7 months ago by Alan Chamberlain.
Shoot name again.
Yeah.
Like FBI-able.
Yes. I presume this is about the beautiful people, but it's in a thread of things about beautiful people. It may be about any of these women in this match. He writes, 7 months ago, we're just coming out of lockdown. He's like, right, time to let the world know this. Oh, imagine waking up next to one of them. You wouldn't kick her out of bed for farting, that's for sure.
Oh, God damn it.
Go on, Angelina. Fart all you want, love.
Like, every now and then, when I'm outside, I'm, touching grass. Sometimes I genuinely, are you one of the YouTube comments? So you see some guy, I'm like, oh, bless you. You don't look like you've got any life at all. Like, are you one of them? Like, shoot name, horny on name.
Jealous of a ring rope.
Yeah.
What would your dream job be? Ring rope, please. Middle ring rope for a beautiful people entrance.
In shimmer. No blokes.
Oh dear. So, Merry Christmas to Alan Chamberlain. Merry Christmas, everybody. Merry Christmas, Mike.
Merry Christmas, Will Bond. Merry Christmas, Hamfler.
Merry Christmas to both of you two.
Merry Christmas,
safe travels back to your homes.
Yes.
Yeah.
What are we saying? Snowy, windy Christmas Day? I don't know. And this post-apocalyptic Christmas Day, safe travels home.
Thanks once again to Sarah and Kieran for our lovely gifts.
And everyone else who's previously done.
Absolutely. And thank you to everyone who've joined us over the year, who've listened, who've subscribed, who've sent us lovely comments on Twitter. It is preposterous, genuinely, to see us top of the wrestling podcast charts, but we couldn't have done it without you guys. And if you're stuck with something to do in that weird bit between Christmas and New Year, why not leave us a 5-star review for us to get back to? Because I think our first show back after the New Year is a Tuesday. Yeah. Is the way the bank holidays fall. Welcome back to work.
2022 is going to be just as good as 2020 and 2021.
Welcome back to work. Here's Monday Night Raw. So we'll be straight back into it. So do leave us a 5-star review on iTunes suggesting something short, crap and wrestling related. You've seen the examples we've just given. This sort of thing, basically, going forward. But yes, thanks once again for listening throughout the year for all your fantastic love and support. Let us know your thoughts and how you're spending Christmas Day on Twitter at WhatCultureWWE. Watch, they can follow all three of us. You can follow Michael Hamflett at
Michael Hamflett.
You can follow Michael Sidgwick at
M Sidgwick.
And if you've got some Christmas cash that's burning a hole in your pocket, you can even order Michael Sidgwick's brilliant new book, Becoming All Elite, The Rise of AEW, on Amazon worldwide right now, in fact. And you can follow me on Twitter at Adam Wilborn. Follow us all at WhatCultureWWE, as I said. Make sure you subscribe to WhatCulture Wrestling, wherever you get your podcasts from, for daily wrestling podcasts. But this has been the WhatCulture Wrestling Podcast Christmas Special Secret Banter. My thanks to the Dudley Boys. Thank you for joining us throughout this year. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. See you in 2022. We'll see you soon.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, marketers, advertisers, and business owners. Find yourself chatting up the same audience in the same places, using the same old lines? Maybe it's time to podcast the net further to catch your next customer. With Acast, there's plenty of fish in the sea with more than 100,000 podcasts and millions of listeners. So there's a perfect match for every business. Use our ad platform to cast your net, then narrow down using targeting such as demographic, show categories, audience segments, and more. Find your match, then reel them in. Advertise on more than 100,000 podcasts with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.